The Vancouver Police Department is alerting the public that a man convicted of sexual assault and second-degree murder, and who still poses a risk to women, will be residing in the city. Scott McKay, 61, is a high-risk sex offender, and will be residing in Vancouver as he's on day parole as part of his life sentence. Police warn he poses a significant risk to women in the community, including sex workers. He's described as 5 feet 10 inches with a slim build, short gray hair and hazel-colored eyes. The VPD says he must follow several conditions as part of his parole. He cannot consume, purchase, or possess alcohol. He cannot consume, purchase or possess drugs, other than prescribed medication. He must report all contacts with females to his parole supervisor. He cannot purchase, acquire, possess, or access pornography or sexually explicit material in any form or type of media. He will have a 10 p.m. curfew. He cannot own or operate a vehicle except in emergency situations that is approved by his parole supervisor. And he cannot be in the presence of sex workers. Police request anyone who sees McKay break any of these conditions to call 911. McKay was convicted in the killing of Marguerite Telesford in 1987. The University of Victoria student was out for an early morning run when she disappeared. Her body has never been recovered. Prior to his conviction in Telesford's death, McKay had a history of violence towards women. He had applied and was denied for parole 5 times before day parole was granted earlier this year. With files from Darren Kloster.